Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about effort versus leverage.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So this was just an interesting topic that came up last time that we met in person when we were recording an interview at a conference, or not an interview, episode at the at a conference. Why don't we dive into kind of the difference between effort versus kind of leverage? I think one concept that you mentioned, Steli, about this was that in the beginning, maybe you can't use leverage in your business or even in your work because you might not have anything to leverage. And you need to spend more effort. I think the big thing on my mind about this is that we're taught to do hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where effort comes in. So effort to me, the AKA also known as is hard work.
Right.
While leverage, the AKA also known as is lazy.
Is it lazy or is it
smart?
Smart. I'm not sure.
It could be seen both ways, right? The one way to think about leverage, at least one way I think about it, early on in a business or not, is do I have to do this? Is there someone better than me that I can get to do this?
Mm.
Or something like that. So that's what I meant. That's kind of what's on my mind about it, which is like, is there a way that I can get someone else to do this? Possibly someone who can do it better than me.
So I love that. So the I think one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this, just to give people a kind of a window into some of our private conversation, was that we were discussing something and then we both looked at each other and we went, well, we don't want to do this because this would be a lot of effort and we'd rather use leverage. And then we both laughed, right? And that stuck with me because I thought, I mean, there's two sides to this, right? One is kind of the psychological one, which is what you brought up. I think we both have this, and many, many founders probably have this. Like, we've been brought up with this sense that hard work is good.
Yep.
Right? And putting effort into things is good.
Yep.
And that's actually something I constantly have to tell my children, right? My boys, I constantly have to tell them, hey, if you want this, you're going to have to put in the effort. Right? You're going to have to put in the hard work. There's no shortcuts in life. But then today, you know, with so many opportunities kind of right in front of us, with so many things that could be worked on and done, we have to be kind of more mindful of where we put our effort and when we use kind of the leverage that we've built up. But I was thinking about the early days and kind of trying to unpack with you if effort and leverage are just two concepts that are independent of the resources you have, you know, the time of your career, the amount of money you have, the amount of the network that you have. If it's just a mindset and the way you approach things, or if it is truly something where you every new thing you start, you have to kind of break through with effort and build up some momentum with effort, and then later in the process, you can actually use leverage to get to places or to accomplish certain things. I think that's, to me, something that is confusing, especially for early founders that are reading some of the stuff that's out there.